Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi, second volume of Mishnah Berurah, is on Daf Tes Zayin Omud Beis, and we begin Siman Kuf Lamed Hei, which deals with the halachos of Kriyas HaTorah. And the Mishnah Berurah actually will start off today with, because he has a little introductory paragraph, and he brings down Kosev Rambam Perik Yud Beis Mechus Tvil. He brings down the Rambam, who says Moshe Rabbeinu Tikin Lehem LiYisrael Shiyu Korin B'Torah B'Rabim. That Moshe Rabbeinu, this is one of the earliest takanos of a rabbi that we have, Moshe Rabbeinu himself, b'chvod v'atzmo, set up for Klal Yisrael to learn and read the Torah in public, on Shabbos, u'b'sheni, u'b'chamish b'shachris, and on Mondays and Thursdays at Shachris time. We already explained yesterday that these are Yemei Rotzon, because he went up for the second Luchos on a Thursday and came down on a Monday. And the reason why we do this on these days, Kedei Shelo Yishu Shlosh Yomim Belo Shmias HaTorah, because if you go Shabbos, Monday, Thursday, Shabbos, you'll never go more than 2 days. You won't have 3 days going without listening to Torah. Ezra Tikin Shukorin Gam B'Milcha M'chol Shabbos. Ezra then, later on, was Masakin that we should also lay in by Mincha time on Shabbos. What's the reason for this? Mishum Yoshvei Kronos, because of the Yoshvei Kronos. What are the Yoshvei Kronos? So the Shaar Tzion, the Nos Aleph at the bottom says, Heim Bali Melochos. These are workers. Shein Lam P'nai Lishmo Kriyas HaTorah B'Sheni V'Chamishi. He brings this down from the Rush that these are workers who are busy on Mondays and Thursdays, can't go to Shul, and therefore this gives them an extra opportunity to listen to the Torah. The Aruch gives a different reason. He explains, In Shei Delo Aile Lebed Medrasha. These are people that don't go to Shul. El Regilin Sheosh B'Kronos. But they stand out on the street corners, and they waste their time with various secular conversations, just talk. And therefore, we give them another opportunity to listen to the Torah. Back to the Mishnah Berurah's introduction. Ezra, v'gamhu tikin shukorim b'sheniu v'chamishi shloshim b'neyodim. He likewise instituted, to add on to what Moshe Rabbeinu said, that we should lay in on Mondays and Thursdays, he said that we should lay in with three people, bedavka three aliyahs on Mondays and Thursdays, and v'lo yikru pachos mi'asar psukim, there should at least be 10 psukim or more laying at those times. He explains, ki bizman Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha-shalom, during the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, lo ha-yusah ha-takona davka shukorin shlosha, v'sh yikru asar psukim davka. There wasn't that halacha. They just had that you had to lane on Mondays and Thursdays. It could be one person and three psukim. And along comes Ezra, also who the tikein dovers in. Ezra comes along and says, you need three aliyos and at least 10 psukim. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah brings that from the Yerushalmi. Of Yerushalmi Isa, Moshe, tikein lam li yisroh, shiukorim b'torah b'shabbosos, v'yom tov, v'rosh chodesh, v'chol shemoyd. Moshe Rabbeinu set up the laning on the Shabbos, yontif, rosh chodesh, v'chol shemoyd. And this is the source for our laning on these days. Now let's start with the Mechaber. The Mechaber is Sif Aleph. He writes, B'sheniu, B'chamishiu, B'shabbos, B'mincha, Korin Shlosha. On Mondays, on Thursdays, and at Mincha time on Shabbos, we call up three people to get aliyos, and we read from the Torah. Ain polchas in mehen, you're not allowed to call up less than three people. However, vein mosif in aleim, you're likewise not allowed to call up more than three people. It's specifically three, not two, not four, not any more or less. Vein raftir minovi, likewise we don't have haftorah at those Monday, Thursdays, and Shabbos Mincha Torah readings. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Aleph explains, we're talking here in Sheni and Chamishi, B'Shachris, by Shachris time. However, if for whatever the reason you couldn't learn by Shachris time, V'af B'di'eved, Kol Hayom Zman, all day long, one can still lain, Mikol Mokum L'Chadchila Mitzvah L'Hakdim. However, it is certainly preferable to do this early in the morning. The issue footnote number four brings down from the Goren David, Shekisharabo, his Rebbe, the Chasam Sofer, Hoyo Bisman Shachris Baderach. If he wasn't able to daven with the minion by Shachris time, or if he did daven with the minion, they didn't have a Sefer Torah, he would go read the Torah by Mincha on a Monday or a Thursday. And this is also brought down by the Marshag, Sha'av Shemi Ikor Din Halacha Kain, that technically the Halacha is like this, as the Chasam Sofer did, Mikomokum Yanoshin Beinunim, by plain people, because Mishum Mechse Kiura, this looks like the very arrogant and thinking very highly of themselves, if they were to go lane by Mincha time, oh, we can't ever list laning, so we have to lane by Mincha time. He says that's improper. Therefore, ein lin hokein ela bakroi b'alma. One shouldn't do this on a regular basis, only on occasional circumstances. I heard from my rabbein that the Rav Zatzal, when he was coming into Yeshiva University from Boston, so he would come in early on a Monday morning, and he didn't have the minion on the train or bus, however he came in, and he then would have the boys by Mincha time, they would lane for the Rav. The footnote further brings down, when you do lane by Mincha time, it was the opinion of Chaim Kanievsky, they would say a Chatzi Kaddish. Normally by Mincha and Shabbos, we don't say a Chatzi Kaddish, but if you're laning on a Monday or Thursday, instead of by Shachos, by Mincha time, he says you'd say a Chatzi Kaddish. Furthermore, when you can't lane by Shachos time, and they want to lane earlier in the morning, so he says you could lane from Olos HaShachar and onwards, but you shouldn't lane before Olos HaShachar. That's the opinion of Rav Yashiv. However, he brings down from the Marsham that under extenuating circumstances, b'shas hadchak, it would be permissible to lay even before Olas HaShachar. Dishah footnote number 3 brings down an interesting question from the Prima Gadim. He says, how could Moshe Rabbeinu say that we're not going to have Torah for 3 days, and that's why he had to institute the Leni? What about Kriyashma? So he says that he specifically, Moshe Rabbeinu instituted that we should read B'davka mitorah mitoch haksav davka, as opposed to Kriyashma, which one could learn from a regular sitter, or even could say it by heart. He also points out that women are also technically obligated in the Sechiv of Talmud Torah, albeit, he says, Einon nohagos lihizor bazeh, he brings this down in the name of the Magen Avram. Women aren't careful with this and don't do this regularly. However, he brings down Rav Yashiv, who says if women are tamidos chachamos and they understand the Torah, so then they should really try to be in shul and listen to Kriyas HaTorah. Mr. Burris of Cotton Bay says that we don't add on aliyos on Mondays or Thursdays or on Mincha and Shabbos afternoon. And he says, Mishum bitul melach alam, because this would cause people on Mondays and Thursdays not to be able to go to work because they would be delayed by having extra aliyot. Dishu footnote number 5 brings down, that doesn't apply by Mincha by Shabbos because there is no rushing off to work. So the Maxis HaShekel says, Me'acha shenoagim ledrosh at somuch lechashecha, because there's frequently a shear in Shabbos afternoon and it's getting very close to the Shkia, lo ratzu chachamim latriach hasatziba basofa. So the rabbis didn't want to institute extra aliyos then because it would be too much of a delay. Furthermore, he brings that from the Aruch HaShulchan that they didn't want to be matriach the tziba because they already heard a lot of lading by Shachar, so now to add on extra aliyos by Mincha time, it wouldn't be right for the tziba, be a ticha de tzibura. And the Prebu Garden brings out another reason, a low plug, that we always lay in 3 people, so even on a Monday or Thursday, when there is the reason of Bita Malacha, even if that doesn't apply on Shabbos afternoon, when you're laying in 3 people, you don't make Hosafos. Another reason is because you're interested and eager to do Shalosh Shudas, so therefore you don't want to extend the laning, so it doesn't cut into the ability to do Shalosh Shudas. Mishnah Berurah continues and says the same reasoning applies by not doing a Haftorah, v'gam ein maftirim mitam zeh, because of the reason of Bita Malacha, we don't do Maftir. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah adds, Hagah, v'mayu shnei chasanim v'veis ha-knesses, if you have 2 people that are chasanim in the shul, they're each a chiv to get an aliyah, v'hem Yisraelim, they're both Yisraelim. If you have a Kohen and a Levi, no problem. A Kohen and a Yisrael, no problem. But you have 2 Yisraelim, and there's only 1 Yisrael aliyah, so then the Ramah says, mutar lahosif l'kros revi, then you're permitted to go and call up a 4th aliyah in that situation on a Monday or Thursday. The lidhu, because for these 2 people, hevikim a yantiv, for them it's a yantiv, so you can have 4 aliyahs, shemutar lahosif. The Ramah says the same thing would apply apparently for 2 Bali Bris. If there are 2 people that are making a Bris, they're both Yisraelim. The Yontif Shalahemu, the common Simuk Tovkun and Tess, for them it's a personal Yontif, and therefore they are allowed to go and make a Hosafa as well. Bedin Shabbos v'yontif, ayin lekamen reish simen reish pei beis le'inin hosofa. And then the Ramah says, we'll learn these halachos later on in simen reish pei beis, when you're allowed to go and make hosofas on Shabbos, what are the parameters for that? Now, the Mishnah Berurah, however, in Sivkot and Gimel says that our minog is not to go and make hosofas on Monday and Thursday, even if they're 2 chasanim or 2 bali bris. Why? Kidei sheyuchlu shteim lalos haTorah. The whole purpose is for both of them to go up to the Torah to get an aliyah. However, ladina kosu achronim dein noagin kein. L'maisa, the achronim say we don't paskin like this, and certainly that it's by a chasan, and certainly he says v'koshikin dealing in bali bris, v'vade ein lin hokem, because it's not as big a yonta for them, and therefore we do not make hosof on Monday or Thursday. In these situations, where you have 2 Yisraelim, one can take advantage of a heta that we'll learn later on, which is to ask the Kohanim to be moichel on their kavod and allow a Yisrael to go up in their place. Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Igros Moshe says that this is permissible to do on a Monday or a Thursday, but one shouldn't do this on Shabbos. Now we go to Sif Beis. Makom shemafsikim b'Shabbos b'Shachris, where you leave off the laning after you finish Shabbos morning by Shachris time, from that exact place, i.e., when you finish the parsha, up to the next parsha, shom korim b'mincha, you continue with the next week's parsha by mincha tam on Shabbos. U'b'sheinu v'chamishi, you read the same parsha again. You read Rishon from next week's parsha again. U'b'Shabbos haba, and you start the next Shabbos as well with the Rishon of that Shabbos, and then you continue the laning, and you go in the cycle that we're all familiar with. That is the Mechaber's point of view. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet writes, v'im tov, what happens if they made a mistake and they read the laning for 3 people from last week's parsha, or they read next week's parsha the not this current week, La'achas Shavuot. So they made a mistake in delaying on a Monday or a Thursday. In who ma'akev b'di'evet alo, is this ma'akev? Do they now have to go back and lane again? Or do we say, no, they at least heard laning, so that was the takon of Moshe Rabbeinu. So this is discussed. Ayin in the Piskei Tshuva, Shehevi Deos Achronim b'zeh. There are different opinions in the Achronim that the Piskei Tshuva brings down. The Mishnah Berurah does not quote them. Ayin Sham. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah im bitlu Shabbos achas kriyas haparsha b'tzibur. If on one Shabbos, for, as we'll see, different reasons, the tzibur was unable to go and lain, the Shabbos habah, the following Shabbos, korin osa parsha, you read the parsha that you missed first, im haparsha hashayocha liosa Shabbos, with that proper Shabbos' parsha afterwards. And Ramah says, look in Simon Reish Pei Beis there for additional halachos about this. Now, we'll see this inside the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Hay writes, if you weren't able to read the parsha, he says, Machmas kitota ukidome, because there was some problem over here. There was some maybe persecution, or somebody was not allowing the Jewish people to go to shul, or something similar to that, ukidome. Dirshu footnote number 7 brings down, V'im lo kor b'torah machmas shaloyu asar mispalim, but if it was because you just didn't get 10 people for a minyan that week, so then the Shari Ephraim says there's no din of tashlumim, because people just didn't show up to shul for whatever the reason, so then you can't make up that parsha. Only if there was persecution or some sort of a fight that didn't allow you to come to the shul. Mishum shebe mikra zeh, if it's only because people didn't show up to shul, then there was no chiyuv of kriyasa Torah. And this is also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, that you don't have to make up the laning in that situation. He adds, kishein minyan anoshim yikori kolecha le'asim b'chumish. The people that week, the 8 people that showed up in shul, they should read the parsha not from a sefer Torah, but they should read it from a chumish, and this is so that you shouldn't forget that laning and shouldn't forget the idea of laning. However, the Sheol Tzitzuvah Tzela Chochma disagrees and says that even in this situation, they would be allowed to make up the parsha that they missed by reading it next week and reading two sidras, the sedra that they missed from the previous week and the proper sedra for that Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says, in this situation where they weren't able to do the laning because of some sort of kitata, Myri Shalok Koru Kalayom, he's talking about that they didn't read it the entire Shabbos. Abel in Bitlu Rak B'Shachris, the Goyim didn't let them read it by Shachris time. Hakriya. U'b'mincha kvar matzu menucha, they found peace by mincha time, and now they could go out and they could go to shul, and they were able to read the Torah. So in this situation, in Yesh P'nai Likros Kol HaSidra, there's still time before it gets dark that they can read the entire parsha. So then, Yikru B'mincha Kol HaSidra, don't read just the 3 Aliyos of next week's parsha, but go and read the entire parsha that you missed that morning. Yikru Shiva Gavrin, you actually call up 7 people to get Aliyos. Ki Kol Yom HaShabbos Husman Hakriya, because technically, Shabbos is the time for the laning. And even if you didn't do it by Shachar's time, you have all day to do that laning. But by mincha time, they still weren't able to go to shul. There wasn't peace. Then in that situation, and now comes Monday. Monday, it's peaceful. So now you'd say, maybe Monday, you should make up all the aliyos. Lo yikru b'sheinu b'chamishi kol asidra mishabbos she'avar. Then you don't make it up on Monday or Thursday. As we said, you make it up the following Shabbos. Ki v'chol yesh bitum alach l'om, because on Monday or Thursday, the people don't have the time to go listen to the entire parsha. So what should you do? El yikru rak ha'parsha min ha'seder shol Shabbos haba, v'lo min ha'shabbos she'avar. So what you do is on Monday or Thursday, you read the parsha of that week, the appropriate week, albeit you skipped the week. You read that week, and then on Shabbos, you make up the previous week that you missed, plus then you read the laning for that Shabbos. And this is brought down by the Dogel Mirvava. And Dirshu footnote number 8 brings down his reasoning, which is as follows. Because on Monday, you have the choice to read the proper thing or to read the one that you missed, so you always read the proper thing. Furthermore, because people coming in say, oh, they're laning this, that must be this week's parsha. They won't know that this is a makeup laning, and that's not really this week's parsha. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Vav writes, if you missed one Shabbos, then you have this opportunity to make up. However, in Bitlu Kama Shabbosos, the Goyim Rachman al Tzan are persecuting the people. They're out in the forest, and they're away from their shul. They don't have a Sefer Torah. And in this situation, Yeshomrim De'en Likros B'Shabbos Habo, Ki Basidra Achrona Smuch Lezu. In this situation, you only make up one parsha. Even though you missed 4 or 5 parshios, you only make up the last parsha that you missed, plus you read this week's parsha that is the current proper parsha. The Yeshomrim, others disagree, and say that Tzorach L'Hashlim B'Tzibur, no, if you missed 4 parashos, you read all 4 parashos. Now, how do we paskin? The Vilna Gaon from his Perush seems to imply that the halach is like the first opinion, that you only make up the previous parsha and this week's parsha, you say, but you don't make up all the other parshios previously that you missed. However, Dirshu footnote number 10 brings down that the Vilna Gaon himself, personally, when he was taken out of jail, he did make up all the parshios that he missed. In the Shaar Tzion, in Os Ches, he brings down from the fact that he compares it to a tashlum. The reason why he can only make up the most recent parsha is like a tashlum in for Shmoneh Esrei. If a person missed multiple tefillos, he can only make up the most recent one that he missed, and this halacha by laning is the same as the halacha by Shmoneh Esrei. That seems to be the understanding over here of this din of the Vilna Gaon. However, he brings down in Dirshu foot number 11, one difference is that in regards to Hashlomas HaTfilah, by Shmoneh Esrei, you do the one you're supposed to do first, and then you make up the Tashlumim here. You do the Tashlumim Parsha, so to say, last week's Parsha first, and then you do this week's Parsha. And that's because we want to keep everything in the proper order, as we will see in the Mishnah Berurah in a little bit. Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Zayin writes, Im hayu shtei parshos mechuborim b'osa Shabbos shibitlu. If you have a double parsha on the week that you missed out, so then he brings down from the Rami Mintz, Dei mashlim osa klal, then there's no way to make it up. Why? D'lo matzino li'olam shekorim shlosh sidros b'shabbos achas. Because you never read three parshos in one Shabbos, that'd be too much of a tirchuv and a tzibur. V'le kors parsha achas mehen, nami lo amrina. Okay, so make up one of the two parshos that you missed last week with the parsha for this week. That's no good. They ain't takon lechatzoyin, because that would only be accomplishing half of the tashlumim, and we don't find such a din. And likewise, vuadin in b'shabbos vuayushtei parshos mechuboros. If this week is a double sedra and you missed last week, lami ein mashlimim a parsha mishabbos she'avar mitamanal. We for the same reasoning, it's too much of a tircha on the tzibura that we don't read last week's parsha. If this week is a double parsha and you missed last week's parsha. However, he brings down Uba'agos, Minhagim, Cholik, El Kozeh. There are those that disagree with this, and also this is the opinion of the Elya Rabba, Del Olam, Tzorich, Lahashlim, Mashe, Bitlu, Mishabbos, Ovi. You always make up what you missed the previous Shabbos, even if it means reading three parashos this week. V'chei note das Sefer Mogin Giborim. This is the opinion of the Mogin Giborim also. Then he brings down Yeshomim de Imbitlu Parshas Vayechi. If you missed Parshas Vayechi, next week is Parshas Shmos. Now that's a new Sefer in the Sefer Torah. Ein Lekroso and Parshas Shmos. Then you can't read the two of them together. Why? Ki Kishe Korin Shtei Sidoros. When you read two double parshas, a double parsha, Tzorch Lekroso Chad Gavra, Misov Sidra, Rishonu Letchila Sidra Shnia. You can't have a separation between the first parsha and the second parsha. You have to lump that Aliyah together. The person reading, getting the Aliyah for the last psukim of the first parsha has to be continuously going into the reading the first psukim of the next parsha, Kideshu Mechubarim, to connect the two. V'zein Nochel Lassus B'shtei Svarim, but you can't do this with Sefer Bereishis going into Sefer Shemos. V'adim B'pikudei V'yikwa Uchadome, and this applies to not only Bereishis and Shemos, Vayechi and Shemos, but will apply to all the other Shemos, to Vayikra, Vayikra, to Bamidbar, etc. V'yesh Cholkim. Others disagree with this. Usvir l'hu d'lo'olam mashlim. No, you can always do this. It's not a problem. And the issue footnote number 14 points out the one exception this rule is Vizos HaBracha. That Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that if you missed out on that, EF Shol Lashlim of a Parshas Bereishis. There's no way to connect that somehow to Parshas Bereishis, and therefore you can't make up a Tashlum for Vizos HaBracha. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues, it brings down from the Shulchan Atzei Shittim, Da Noei Kein Ein Mochem Yod. If somebody does want to make up all the parashios that he missed, and he wants to do this even from Vayechi to Shemos, not a problem. You don't have to protest. Kasa B'Sefer Shari Ephraim, he brings down, In Bitlu HaKriya B'Veis HaKnesses Achas. If one shul in town wasn't able to do the lading. However, V'ro B'Tzibur B'Veis HaKnesses Zer, Shamu Kriya Sator B'Veis HaKnesses Zecheres. So everybody went to a different shul. And most of the people from that shul went to a different shul, then Ein Tzarech L'Hashlam. Then there is no need for that shul to do a makeup the following week, even though that shul didn't do it, but most of the people of that shul did hear it. Avalim Robert Zibelo Shamu Klal, but if most of that shul did not hear the laning, even though Afal Pishiyei Sham Bate Knesios Acheru Shekor Shmo Kedin, Shama Kedin, other places did lane properly. Mikol Makom Osun Shelo Shamu Hakriya. Those people in that shul, they missed the kriya. The Heim Robert Zibra, they're the majority. Shall Beis Haknesses of this shul, Tzrichin LaHashlam Kriya. They do have the right and the obligation to go make up Kriya Satori in their shul. Finally, Sivkat and Ches, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Koronoso Parsha, you read that Parsha that you missed last week first. V'ainurush yikru kiseidur haksuvos batorah. You read this in the order that it's written in the Torah. So, for example, if you miss Noach, so you read Noach and then Lech Lecha. is the order it was in the Torah. And this is what I pointed out before. Why is this so? First you read Mitchilo Shel Shabbos Ova V'Achakach Shel Shabbos Zu, and he brings it down the name, the Arzurua, V'Atam Kots of Shom, the reasoning there is, Ki Mimos Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaSholom, from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, when he set this takon up, Niskan Likros HaTorah V'Parshiyosel U'Lashlima V'Chule. You have to go read all the order of the parshos in the way that they were written by Moshe Rabbeinu and handed down to us and completed in that fashion, K'dei Lashlima La'am Mitzvos HaChukim, in order to teach the people all the Mitzvos HaChukim in the proper order. This concludes today's share.